Sam Boots, number 55, kicking off from his own 40-yard line left to right across your radio. Not a better name than Sam Boots for a kicker.
It's fitting, isn't it?
I mean, it might be Long Legs McGee. Might be the only one better. 16-12, Lakers leading by four. This one's been close all the way. Cass City led 6-0. Then it was 8-6 Lakers. 16-6, they extended that lead out. Now Cass City bounces back after 16 unanswered points by the Lakers. Sam Boots picks this one down and goes out of bounds at the 28-yard line, and that flag is going to fly for an illegal procedure. So Lakers will get the ball at their own 35-yard line to start this drive, exactly where Cass City started their last drive.
Interesting.
Yeah, fascinating. 3:44 left in the third quarter. Marlette retakes the lead over Ubley in our last update here, 23-20. So Marlette leading Ubley now by three. And Vassar leading Reese 21-6 in the third. First and 10 now for Lakers. First and 10 from their own 35. Right to left across your radio. Black pants, white jerseys, green numbers, green helmets with silver face masks for the Green Machine. Of course, on their backup quarterback, the freshman Brennan Wisner tonight, doing the news after a Dustin Cady injury, sending him to the hospital to be checked out. Diaz Reyes on the carry. He's still on his feet. Breaks free of a tackle. He's crossed midfield into the Cascade territory at the 45. Breaks free of that tackle. Finally brought down to the 43-yard line from the 35 all the way down to the 43. A 23-yard carry for Diaz Reyes down to the far sideline.
There's finally, we get to see him in open space as he makes many guys miss on that play. The first tackler, he stiff-arms the guy to the ground. The second one after that, he jukes him right out of his shoes and left him planted right where he was. A great and a heck of a run by Diaz. He was tackled there by number 85, Parker Hare. Lakers with a quick run up the middle. Evan Shemka on the carry. Again, Parker Hare leading the charge, making the tackle for Cass City.
A gain of a yard on that one brings up a second and 9 now for the Lakers at the Cass City 42-yard line. 3 minutes left in the third quarter, 16-12. Lakers leading by 4 points. And it's going to be a keeper for Wisner. Almost was a handoff. And Cass City is meeting them at the line of scrimmage, not giving them anything more beyond that. It's still going to be now 3rd down and 9. And the entire front line for Cass City is going to get credit for that one. Number 60, Jake Lawrence, though, leading the attack.
Yeah, he was the first one on the scene, but the entire defensive line of Cass City won the battle on that play. Any one of them could have made that tackle.
2:27 left in the third. Update from the Harvey Sandusky game, 26-0 end of the third, so no score there in the third quarter.
Update from the Ubley Marlette game. Ubley now retakes the lead, 26-23. Brown closes over 200 yards so far on the ground.
Wisner looking to pass, flies this one all the way down, and this one's going to be picked off by Cass City at the 8-yard line. Number 10, Jack Stern, went right into his hands. He's out to the 25 and finally brought down to the 29-yard line. And Cass City is fired up as the flag flies after the play is over. As Wisner might be showing his age there and threw right into the hands of Jack Stern. Jack Stern had his offensive player beat and had the inside edge, and he went right into his hands at the 8-yard line.
Tackler there for Lakers after the interception, number 81, James Stork. Flag on the play, Clark, going to be on Cass City.
A 21-yard return, and it's going to be a block in the back.
Looks like a hold or a block in the back on the interception return.
Regardless, it's going to be Cass City ball now at the 26-yard line. So they stop that Laker drive in their tracks with 1:58 left in the third quarter.
Jack Stern playing like a wide receiver out there in better position than the actual wide receiver Brennan Wuschlager was on that play.
And Sawyer Cuthbert breaks free of his tackle, fumbles. Loses the fumble, and picks it back up at the 43, and he's into Laker territory all the way down to the 30, and finally brought down at the 28-yard line. A huge run from Sawyer Cuthbert with a little bit of a circus act in the middle, brought down by Lakers number 18, Brandon Wuschlager. Literally, Sawyer Cuthrow broke free of a tackle about 15 yards into that run. It got stripped out, went straight in front of him, shot out like a rocket. It bounced right into his hands. He scooped it back up, continued to run for another 20 yards. And here we are in Laker territory at the 27-yard line.
What an athletic play by Sawyer Cuthrow. Most of the time you see guys dive on that ball just to secure the fact that they want to keep the ball after a big gain. He scoops it up off one bounce like an infielder and keeps right on running with it. Heck of a play by Cuthrow.
46-yard run for Sawyer Cuthrow, and they're going to jam this one right down the middle into the hands of number 44. That's Brandon Horn, the fullback junior. He's going to get out for maybe a yard down to the 26-yard line. And it's going to be second and nine.
Number 81, James Stork, the junior, makes the tackle for Lakers.
Cass City working off the right hash. A little bit of momentum on their sideline now, trying to take the lead again. Hand off to Sawyer Cuthrell, down to the 23-yard line. Brought down by a number of white jerseys there. On the bottom of that pile, though, is Austin McCabe, and he appears to be injured now. Also, Diaz Reyes in there. Austin McCabe now on his back still. And he's moving all of his limbs here. It almost looks like he got the wind knocked out of him. As coaching staff now coming out to check on him. Also, Dr. Scott Ryder on the sidelines from Shure Healthcare Network. 57 seconds left here in the third. Cass City with the ball. All this after a three-yard run from number 44, Brandon Horn. I'm not sure Lakers can afford any more injuries tonight, Dave.
Oh, absolutely.
They've lost
not
Dustin Cady.
They've already lost.
Terrence Stoops is beat up.
Oh, man. They've lost their starting quarterback.
Brady Post went out. He might be back in. We'll have to check on him. And now, Austin McCabe, the entire core of their line, is now down on the field.
That's four of your biggest five players that are on the field. Guys like Brennan Wisner really stepping up and into the play, but good to see Austin McCabe get up on his under his own power here. You might be right, Clark. I think it was just the wind getting knocked out of him.
57 seconds left here in the third. Mason Erla trying to continue this momentum going here. They're facing a third and six from the Laker 23-yard line, trailing by only 4 points. With a score, obviously, they would take the lead. It was 6-0 Cass City, then 16-6 Lakers. Cass City responded on the next drive after the Laker touchdown, and now, after an interception, they're down at the Laker 23-yard line. Third and six, off the right hash, three men in the backfield. Earl is under center, and he hands it off to Loomis, and jumping out of his tackle is number 83. Ian Snyder comes through and swallows him up for a huge loss. All the way back out at the 30-yard line, a loss of 7. Ian Snyder came out of nowhere and stomped him in his tracks.
Again, just blows through the offensive line. Probably a missed assignment there. But no matter, Ian Snyder makes a great play and tackle on the ball carrier there.
Now brings up a 4th and 13 to go from the 30-yard line of Laker territory. Cass City's going to be going for this. Wing to the right, two men in the backfield to the left. Earl is under center. Lakers breaks through the line, back to pass. He has to scramble, lets this one fly. It's caught. Oh, my goodness. It was in and out of the hands of the 15-yard line by number 10, Jack Stern. He was wide open on a little bit of a broken play. Falls incomplete. It's going to be a turnover of downs. Lakers gets the ball back. And that is the end of the third quarter with a score of Lakers 16, Cass City 12. Fourth quarter coming up. Hang on, folks.
Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. If you're looking for a pickup truck, now's the time to shop at Moore Motors in Caro. We have the premier model year of the Ram 1500 pickup truck, the 2014 Eco Diesel Crew Cab Truck. See us now with over $4,500 in rebates. If you're looking for a Ford F-150, look no further than Moore Motor Sales. You can save over $10,000 on a super cab with a V8 at Moore Motor Sales, M81, just west of Caro.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more? All